up next. Now he's not the dean. That's Clerico's. But he's close. Jason Ward, the head coach of the Columbia Raiders, entering his 10th year as the head coach at Columbia. Where did those years go?
I don't know. I have no idea, but I appreciate you having me here. And let's rock and roll, man. It's another season. Let's do it.
You know, every week I talk to all 16 coaches in the county. Nobody gets me more fired up about an upcoming football game than Jason Ward. I mean, it's like he's giving me the pregame speech, man. Your enthusiasm is just contagious, and I would imagine that passion, that love of football, is what you try to pass on to those players out there, especially on days like today where it's hot and it's tough, and, man, you got to gut it out. And yet, if you love the game, it's all worthwhile.
Yeah, it's that word love, you know, you can't be afraid to use it in football. It's a big part of it, and you have to love the process, and you have to love days like today. And you know, I had a coach when I played at Midview. His name was Ken Woodruff. I don't know if you remember Ken at all. Mm-hmm. He coached down in Medina for a long time, Medina County. And you know, he taught me and my buddies when we played about love. And you know, it's probably something that I need to revisit with my team now that you bring it up, and I probably will tomorrow. But it's a big part of the game. You got to love one another, and you got to love the process, and that's what we're trying to do right now.
Glad I could help you out with your Tuesday practice.
You always do. Sometimes you know, I bet you don't think you do, but you do. I always take something away from these things.
Well, Coach Clerico, the dean of the coaches in Lorain County, paid you a very high compliment when he sat here just a few moments ago. He said, I want to take the Keystone program to where the Columbia program is, winning year in, year out, postseason appearances, and doing it the right way. I mean, people look at Columbia football now, and it's a great program. How have you been able to do that, and how do you keep that going? How do you sustain it?
It's pretty simple. You know, I look forward to this night every year, coming here and talking to you guys. And when I come to this thing and I walk through that door, I usually walk through that door with the same guys. You know, and these guys have been with me for a number of years now. Coach Custer, Coach Andrew Custer, Coach Brandon Campbell, who played for me. His senior year was my first year at Columbia. Chip Shope, all those guys, man. And we've been together. Dan Durante, he's not here tonight. But you know, we've been together now for about 7 of the 10 years that I've been there, man. And it's that cohesiveness and that consistency and stability that, you know, and I've got 3 guys with me in Columbia High School, which is very small. There's 2 hallways there, and our guys know that wherever they try and turn, wherever they try and hide, they're going to get the same message. You know, there's going to be somebody waiting for them that's going to tell them the right thing and tell them what we're preaching, and that's been huge.
How hard is it to do what you've done at a small school? It's not like you guys have great numbers. It's not like you had a tremendous football tradition. You had some decent teams before you got there, but it wasn't like you had some great tradition to build from. How hard has it been to do it in the way that you've done it?
I don't, you know, hard, easy. I mean, we try and do as much as we can with what we have. And you know, I think that we've done a really good job of playing to our strengths over the years. We've identified our personnel really, really well and adapted to that. And, you know, there was plenty of conversations in those first 3 years that were not very fun for you to call me or for me to talk with you. And, you know, you just you live and you learn. And as a coach, you try and pick up things from a Dave McFarland or a Dave DeLugas or a Bill Albright along the way. And you know, there's nothing, honestly, Rob, there's nothing in this game that's original. I mean, everybody's stealing things from everybody, and you try to find the right combination, and we've been able to do that. So,
well, you come off another very successful season, another postseason appearance, and yet you put that behind you. That's in the rearview mirror. But what are the expectations? What are the goals for 2015?
Our guys are, you know, we've done a lot of talking about, okay, you know, this is what we've done over the last 5 years. We've won some division championships. We've won some conference championships. We haven't lost a conference game in a long time, and we've made some playoff appearances, and we won one playoff game. Great. You know, how are you with that? You know, how is the community with that? Are we at a point now? Because I am. I want more. You know, I want more. I'm not satisfied. You know, I want more. And if we want more, we need to do more. And we've kind of picked apart those playoff games and said, okay, what are the teams that have really just laid it to us have in common? What do those guys have in common? What do those teams have in common? And we've identified some of those things, and we're working on adding those types of things to our repertoire, whether it's just the physicality that those teams came at us with. Huron, you know, we fought ourselves a very, very physical team last year. I remember talking to you, Tim. I'm like, I want to get this team to the playoffs because I think we can really, really pound the football. I really think we can run the ball. And then you go out there and it's like, man, you know,
I remember you saying
I've got
that.
A D1 left tackle. I've got 1,000 pounds on one side of the line and I can't run the football. Why? Why? Well, they're tougher than us. You know, they were tougher than us. They were more physical than us. So, okay, what are we going to do about that? You know, so we've talked a lot about that. We've talked a lot about attention to detail. We've talked a lot about discipline. And we want more. We're not at a point where those things make us happy anymore, and we're going to do what we can to get past that point.
Man, you and I could sit here and do an hour. I love this kind of stuff. So you can make a kid a better football player skill-wise, I think. You can teach them how to catch it better, throw it better. How do you make a kid tougher?
Well, a lot of it's the off season. A lot of it is the off season. I think the only way a young man can get tougher is in the weight room. I really do, and that's what we've tried to preach, and we've said that now for a number of years. It's getting yourself to a point where, okay, you know you've got, let's say, 3 sets of 10 on the bench press in the weight room, something we can all relate to, right? Okay, you can put a certain amount of weight on there and get that 3 sets of 10. You know, that's fine. But how are you going to get tougher? You need to get yourself to a point where that ninth rep, you're barely getting up, and that 10th rep, you need help. That's that mental toughness that you need to develop in the weight room. You need to push yourself you need to take your mind to a lot of those deep, dark places that you didn't think you could go to in your training. And it's really not, you know, there's so many different ways to do that, but we've tried to get guys to that point where they're just taking themselves to what they thought was their limit, and then pushing them past that.
See, I love watching tough football players.
Yeah.
They're not dirty, but a guy that will just knock you on your backside and then do it again. I mean, there's a mentality with that.
Yeah.
And you think that comes in that weight room?
I do. I think that's the only place to teach it. I really do.
It's interesting.
When you talk about getting tougher, you've talked about physically, but are you also talking about getting mentally tougher? And if you are, is that something
yeah.
a kid can do during the season? Or is that in the offseason as well?
I really do. I think it's the offseason as
okay.
well. I think that when you're talking toughness, you know, the nice thing, the one area where we're able to develop toughness is we've got freshmen with us all the time. And I used to think that it was a burden. I used to really just bemoan the fact that we didn't have a freshman team. But in recent years, I've looked at it as kind of a blessing because those guys, if they can make it through it, and I tell them, you know, and they would come to me after, a lot of guys have come to me after their freshman year and said, you know, coach, I don't know if I can do this. I'm like, look, there's nothing harder than what you just went through, and you made it. You did it. So now enjoy the fact that you made it through that. It's a tough thing to be a freshman on a varsity football team.
It is.
I mean, it's brutal. It really is. And we try to keep our freshmen away from our varsity guys, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out that way. And you've got, you know, freshman football schedules that aren't nearly as demanding as a varsity football schedule, and those guys are playing that, and that's fine. But our freshmen are they're practicing a varsity schedule, and they're getting coached by varsity coaches, and I think that's really helped us over the years become a better program, and that's developed a lot of that mental toughness and physical toughness that those kids, you know, now it's kind of a rite of passage for Columbia football players, and it's been good.
So let's talk personnel. Some key guys for the Columbia Raiders this year, either guys that are coming back or guys that are now stepping up.
Sure. You guys remember Jesse Lambert. I mean, an All-Ohio athlete type of kid, and he was an All-Ohio honoree this past season. He started that Archibald playoff game that you guys came out and called, and he's been a great, great player, just an electrifying player since his freshman year. And he's looking forward to having Jacob Vicaroni in his second season now at quarterback because Jesse didn't touch the ball a whole lot. He touched the ball a lot more his freshman and sophomore year than he did his junior year. And, you know, he deferred to guys like Tristan Ryan Flesh and Cody Shields, both who went over 1,000 yards. And, And he's excited at the progress that Jacob Vicaroni's made at quarterback. We've got J.B. Sermon. He was an all-Ohio kid that's back at defensive tackle, 6'4", 320. He'll be playing both sides of the ball. So both those guys are ready to roll. We've got Milo Drum, fantastic guard and offensive tackle and defensive tackle. We've got our leading tackler back in Mike Iacobucci on the inside. We've got some guys that you'll recognize that have made big contributions to our football program.
I was just going to say, so you've got some real building blocks in place.
We got both guards, our center and JB back, who played a lot of offensive line for us too on the offensive line. So we're excited about both sides of the ball in the trenches, that's for sure.
Biggest key to the season, if you guys are going to have success.
Yeah, we've got to replace over 2,000 yards at the running back position between Tristan and Cody. And we've got some guys in Jimmy Jacobs and Owen Barta that we feel are capable of doing that. But until we see it, we don't know. We go out to Keystone and get to scrimmage with Coach Clerico and Coach Griswold and the boys tomorrow. So that'll tell us a lot. It always does because they're pretty physical too. But we've got to see if those guys can tote the mail for us, and hopefully we can. The other key for us is just getting back to being balanced. You know, we were about close to 80% run last year because of that big offensive line and those backs and an inexperienced quarterback, but now we should be able to be really a little more balanced.
So this is a season that, as it goes along, could build to something, Coach. What could this season build to?
I mean, we our goal is always to get back.
You want to Coach, what are you talking about?
Oh, it's going to build to a crescendo, baby. Hey, that crescendo, let's go.
I'm trying to go like this.
I was setting you up. I threw you in the softball.
You got me.
But no, see, but obviously with such an experienced team, as you were starting to say before we interrupted you.
You were ready to close that out in style. Doggone, I blew it for you. I won't let it happen again, I promise.
But no, I mean, it's a team that, as you say, a lot of experience, mentally tough, get physically tough. It truly could build into more than a crescendo. It could build into a very special campaign.
I like this team a lot. I've had a lot of fun this two-day season, and they're really, really good, tough bunch of football players. And that's what we've been getting at Columbia, and that's what makes it fun, and that's why I got into this. And we get to coach kids and put their work boots on and come to school and kind of wait out nine periods to get in the weight room. And that's pretty cool. So
that's neat stuff. That really is. Hey, to you and that staff that you talked about to open things up that has been with you for so many years, congratulations on the success and the program that you have built over at Columbia High School. Over the years, I've sung your praises, and not just because you're sitting here. I think you are one of the top-notch coaches, not only in Lorain County, but Northeast Ohio. You deserve every accolade you have received.
Well, I appreciate it. It's a blast, and you guys make it even more fun. So thanks for having us, and we look forward to seeing you over in Raider Nation this year, baby.
Sounds good, buddy.
All right.
Thanks. Jay Ward, the head coach of the Columbia Raiders, joining us here at the table, talking a little Columbia football. And, of course, they have made a lot of headlines the past few years. Just does a sensational job over at Columbia.